All right, man. That sure took me back. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and that was the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Gwaishkanah, BC, an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. And a big inspiration for myself and many other people out there that know his story and history. And it's just a blessing and honor for him to come on with us live. And thank you so much, Shkwaish. And how are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just grumbling about the cold and then already grumbling about the heat to come.
Yeah,
that's ungrateful. Ungrateful.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. It's the way life goes sometimes. Yeah.
Not so all roses.
Yeah. So we have a subject today, and it's on communication. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Communication. You know, today most of us just communicate with our thumbs, you know, on our cell phones or tablets, or even on our keyboards, you know, our fingers. For those of us that are old, single index finger. You know, that's what we consider communication today. You know, and it's not, you know, it is a form of communication, but you know, you can't convey your true feelings and meanings with just words on a screen. You know, when you're communicating, you know, you do it face to face. And then, you know, when you really practicing communication, you're listening, you know, you're not interrupting the person you're speaking with every two words or so, you know, be attentive, listen, you know, and then give your informed opinion after, you know, if you're debating. You know, but if you're just communicating about where the fish are best on the lake and stuff like that, you know, just listen to him. Don't say, no, it's over there. Wait till he's done, you know. He might have been fishing there for 2 weeks before you joined him. Stuff like that, you know. That's communication, listening. And in order to listen good, you know, we have to be empathetic. You know, empathetic on their thought process and gesturing.
Yeah.
You know, and I figure, you know, when, and, you know, body language. You know, if you communicate and you've got your arms crossed, it kind of signals you already closed-minded. Yeah, so you know, I seen it once said that if you want to try practice communicating, you talk an argument to yourself in a mirror, or even, you know, just record yourself, you know, with all our devices, and then watch it for your how your tone is. Your gesticulation or body language. Yeah, so that's what I think of communication. Got to be empathetic. Listen.
Yeah, that's... I was just going to say that's so wise, too, that you're bringing up, like, even practicing to communicate and, you know, practicing on yourself or your own reflection. That's such a wise and wonderful thing. I wouldn't have never thought of that. But yeah, it's always such a great thing to to get you on our program and, you know, listen to your perspective and your information and input on our subject is so powerful, and it gives us insight into what helped you survive all your traumas and tribulations, and just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, it gives me purpose, you know, since I can't do anything really physical much anymore.
Mm.
I can at least use my little gray cells to hopefully help the rest of the community with positive input.
Mm. Yeah, it's just a real blessing, and it's an honor, and something that I positively look forward to each week, just to hear the positivity that exudes from you, and helps me prepare myself for the upcoming days and future. And just thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time and your efforts.
Yeah, I feel very appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I thank you guys there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love.
Mm-hmm.
I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And enjoy the rest of your week and weekend, and your full recovery hopefully very soon.
Yes, thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye bye for now.
Okay, bye bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
All right, and we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program. Always an honor to have Shkwait Shakhlach join us. But we're going to continue on with our program, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with Our Lady Fahima. And first, we're going to play her a song, and this is from Tail Gunner, and it's called War in Heaven. So thank you all for joining us, and enjoy.
And so the reaper will follow you into
silence, only fear inside.
Powerful song. That was from Tail Gunner, and the name of their song was called War in Heaven. Coming up next, we have our special Lady Fahima. And welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, and we'd love to hear your words on our subject, communication.
Absolutely, Chief. Same as usual, is very meaningful and is very appropriate with the world that we are engaging and on the daily life. Mm. The communication, it can be the language that we connect with one another, with each other. And another communication that I can give the example is the music. Mm. And the skill of the music is just communicate with one another. And this is the communication with all my best of the capability and ability that I try engage all the students from outside of the provinces that we have, like in Ottawa and Toronto, also university, that I engage two students. One is a student and another one that we are going to have the interview hopefully next week. She became a social worker, and her name is Leah Shishbaradaran. And the previous one was Aryan Shishbaradaran. Two beautiful sisters that they left their mother at the very early stage, at the age of 7 and 8 or 9. That was the differences. That was the age. They really didn't physically. Their mother was a beautiful lady, Madame Roya Mowafeq. The significant, wonderful soul mother, the significant mother of these two beautiful sisters, no longer is on the Mother Earth, and she left significant community work, dedicating it, you know, to the society, giving it back to the world. And she published a book, which it was based on the true story, The People with No Kemal. And that is the title of the book. And if anybody, they wish to read this book, is significant and is based on the true story. And you can order it online. Online is available. This is something that I taught, you know, from my side, what I can give and introduce and communicate with the world, with this book, with the students out of the province, a significant, wonderful soul, that they are doing fantastic job, and also the student that they are presently at the Simon Fraser University, and they are study very hard. And I thought engaging the idea of these two students, the students from outside of the British Columbia, can bring more awareness, more education, and more knowledge of the other provinces, that what they can provide, and so they can communicate with one another in any way that they wish. So the role of communication is very important, and bring everyone closer to one another. And another communication that I would say, and I'm very grateful and thankful to Charlotte, that she's providing the streamline with China. Now we are communicating with one of the largest population, and very dignified, very hardworking, and very intelligent people. Extremely intelligent people that I haven't been in China, but I do have a lot of co-worker in the community as well, that I am growing with one another. And this is the greatest opportunity for me, that I engage myself with every nation and every race that is educational. It would allow me to grow and do my job and getting better on my duties based on the humanitarian. And I wish the peace for every country, and prosperity for every country, and my warmest greetings and appreciation to China. And I wish the peace also and freedom for such a significant people in the world.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very wonderful words, as usual. Thank you so much for joining us live.
And, thank you.
All your efforts in bringing us some great achievers. I'm looking forward to reading The People with No Camel, based on a true story from Roya Movafek.
Yes.
And I'll be, and thank you to Mr. Salar for providing this for
yes,
me.
Yes, absolutely.
And much appreciation. And I'd also like to acknowledge CJSF and our wonderful staff here, which is Magnus and
station manager.
Yeah, station manager Magnus, Jesse, and Nicole, and Conovar.
Yes.
And Daniel.
Yes.
And all our volunteer staff here that keep our programs running here and keep our music files updated and just keeping us on air and running and sharing and communicating with the rest of the world. We really appreciate them. And also I want to give a special shout out to my nephew up in the Nicola Valley, Chance, who provided me through my auntie some moose meat and some fish from the Fraser River, wild caught. They were all very instrumental and beneficial and supportive for me in my education in aviation.
Wonderful.
A special shout out to my nephews, Neil Shechlech, Marcel Shechlech, the chiefs of up there in Gwaishkana, and also the counselors there, my cousin Dale Shechlech, and also James Fountain, and Kathy Gray, and Kathy Shechlech. These are the ones that helped me with my education, my funding, and such a supportive family up there that gave me a lot of energy and support for me in getting my education in aviation done. And I'm looking forward to getting started in that and starting to fly. And as they say in the world, going up in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
So I just want to share that success with my family up there in the Nicola Valley and give a really big thank you and lots of love to my family members up there that helped me and provided me in my education and just the moral support, emotional support, spiritual support. And
absolutely
full of gratefulness towards them and lots of appreciation and love to all of them up there. So we're going to be wrapping up our program, and coming up next, listen to Charlotte on Call Me Negotiator next. And also after that will be Jacob on The Art Show.
Wonderful.
Both of them are very great hosts and communicators for CGSF.
Absolutely.
And we thank all our listeners all over the world for joining us in and in the studio live, and also our listeners out in Australia. We really thank them for joining us too and listening in. And so we're going to end our show here, and we're going to let you go with some Peaceful Bunch and their song called Nebuchadnezzar's Pipe. So thank you all for joining us, and bye for now.
Yes, bye for now. Bye-bye.
上悬崖，又怎么领略一览众山的绝顶风光？
攀登的过程也许漫长，但巅峰